This episode is brought to you by Graybar. Graybar is a trusted and leading North American distributor of electrical, communications, data networking, and industrial products that supports projects of any industry. Construction, hospitals, industrial plants, schooling, and more. Yep, Graybar does that. Graybar operates with one clear mission: to serve as the vital link in the supply chain, adding value for customers and suppliers with innovative solutions and services. But here's what makes them different from the competition: being able to effectively navigate supply chains to get products on site and on time is crucial these days. And Graybar's nationwide logistics network, with over 290 locations across the country, assists owners and professionals build and maintain the operations in their electrical, communications, and industrial world by providing them what they need, when and where they need it, and within budget. Yep, Graybar does that. To view more information on their services, head to graybar.com. That's graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that. This episode is brought to you by Putter Cup. More than a training aid, it's a skill enhancer. Visit puttercupgolf.com and use the code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. Now, let me explain. We've discussed many training aids on this podcast, and frankly, there have been a lot that have crossed my desk that you never heard me talk about, either because I didn't get it, or I thought it wasn't worth your time. But Putter Cup is different. After nearly 20 years in the market research industry, Matt Davis, a lifelong golf nut like all of us, had an idea on how he could help every golfer feel more calm and confident when they putt. This isn't a device to improve your mechanics or develop the perfect stroke. Putter Cup is designed to strengthen your focus and reduce distracting thoughts while you're putting. How? Putter Cups are golf hole inserts that encourage golfers to focus on the putting essentials of speed and aim. They're lightweight and easily fit into your bag, so you can fine-tune your focus before every round and at every practice session. Putter Cup gives you instant feedback, so it's easy to get dialed in quickly and feel confident as you head to the first tee. You've got to check it out for yourself. Go to puttercupgolf.com and use code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. And combined with the 15% discount you get with the Pressure Putt Combo, you really save. And the Pressure Putt Combo includes both the Speed Bump and the Center Cup, two very different but very valuable skill enhancers. That's puttercupgolf.com and get 20% off your next order with promo code GOLFSMARTER.
That's one of the prime goals of my training aid, is to teach you to turn your devils into angels. But while you're doing that, you actually learn a lot about how momentum is exchanged through the body and how force is delivered and how players create clubhead speed. It's 4/5 of its technique. The other part is like, hey, okay, how big and strong and how much pressure can I suck out of the ground to get it going fast? But if you don't understand how velocity exchanges throughout the body, and especially between the arms and the club system, it's very difficult. And this is where the old school teachers were so much better than I think a lot of the new school teachers, that they taught you how to swing your hands and arms and let your body learn how to react to that. And that's very much my methodology. So I don't feel like I'm technical in that way, in the way that I teach the golf swing, but I feel like I have a strong technical knowledge on how the physics of the swing works, and getting better every day at communicating that as simply as I possibly can, which is really what my YouTube channel is all about.
Golf Smarter, number 752. Your hands are devils. Here's how to turn them into golf angels with Dan Martin.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, Fred? Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. You come highly recommended from Roger Gunn.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, Roger's a really good guy, so that's very, very nice of him.
He's been on the show a lot, and I told him I was coming down to the area, and he goes, well, you have to play Rustic Canyon. I'm like, oh, well, you're not the first person to say that.
lot of people have been saying, you got to play Rustic Canyon. So he said, then you've got to meet Dan. You're going to love talking to Dan.
Well, cool. That's very nice of him. Roger and I don't spend all that much time together other than usually when we play chapter tournaments, he usually beats me. So that's how that goes.
Well, he has a tremendous amount of professional respect for you.
Oh, that's great. Well, likewise. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's spend a couple minutes talking about Rustic Canyon Golf Course. Where is Moore Park? How do people go, Moore Park? I'd never heard of it. How do they figure out where this golf course is?
Well, we would start from Los Angeles, and then we would travel up through the San Fernando Valley, which is kind of northwest of downtown LA. And then you just keep going west through Simi Valley, and you run right into Moore Park. And it's also just north of Thousand Oaks. So those would be kind of two towns that kind of sandwich around Moore Park. So it's
inland a bit, not near the coast.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's only about 20 miles from the coast, so not tremendously far from the coast. Inland a little bit, in kind of like coastal, we would call it a coastal valley, basically, is where Moore Park is.
And is it literally in a canyon? Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so the golf course is in a canyon. I mean, it's not like some vast Grand Canyon looking thing, but it's definitely its own little canyon.
Is there a lot of elevation change on the course?
Yeah, it's subtle. Dramatic, like you know, some courses you have these huge drops from tee box to fairway, but it has a very subtle elevation change of roughly 500 feet, actually, from the lowest part where you drive in from the gate to the highest possible tee box. But you certainly don't get that sense until you've walked it a few times, and you start learning which way is uphill and which way is downhill. But it definitely has a just nice overall, a very soft, gentle grade, which makes putting interesting because people feel it's flat. But everything breaks down towards the gate, or we call it breaks to the gate, where's where you drive in from, where the low point of the course is.
And is the gate west or east of where the course is?
The gate
a lot of people think that breaks to the water. And
right,
say,
right.
No, it breaks to the irrigation.
Yeah, exactly. It breaks to where downhill goes, where the water runs. But yeah, the gate is like, it's pretty much due south of the clubhouse.
Okay. But and you probably have westerly wind flows.
Westerly wind flow. But Rustic is known like the best time to play it is wintertime into through late fall, early winter, because it dries out and it plays like the links course it's designed to be. So it doesn't require so much water and it gets fast and it gets firm. But with that comes the threat of the Santa Ana offshore winds, which can blow 60, 70 miles an hour through Rustic. So we have wind out days at Rustic, but the prevailing wind right now. Yeah. Like right now from like April through September, you pretty much get an ocean breeze kicking up right about 10, 11 a.m. Stays with you most of the day. Gets a little hot, but not ridiculously hot. And that's your kind of typical 10 to 15 mile hour, again, we call it a sea breeze or an ocean breeze or west wind if you want to. Mm-hmm.
I hear Santa Ana winds and the first thing I think of are fires.
Yes.
You guys had problems with that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, just before, like I've been at Rustic almost since it opened. I came in and set up shop there in 2003. At the very end of 2003, 2 months before I came there, a raging fire pretty much burnt all the hills in Simi Valley, Moore Park, all the way out mm-hmm. towards Ventura. It was a big, big fire. And yeah, Rustic got all of its brush singed. And then, of course, that set up a flood in 2005, which actually slightly changed the golf course. It got some of the holes down at the low part of the course were buried in mud for about 5 months before we were able to restructure it and get it back going. It did a little redesign on some of Gil Hans's holes too.
Oh my, that's pretty awful. So what is the kind of you said it's Lynx style course?
Yeah, it's truly an Lynx. Yeah, it's an Australian Lynx is what Gil Hans calls it. So it's really a very – Royal Melbourne's a very similar-looking golf course. So it pretty much is – it's very wide. It's very expansive. It has very large greens with a lot of undulation. They can be quite speedy at times as well. And then just the golf course kind of like fades into the natural vegetation around. And so it very much has that look again, Australian links, but it plays like a link style course. The unique thing about Rustic is you have the greens, which are large, And then you have what we call the approach areas, which are the same type of grass as the green. It's like a bent poa mixture these days, but those are mowed down and shaved down. So you have all these very tight lie chipping areas around virtually every green. So it has, so it almost looks like the greens are like monstrous, like they're, you know, 30,000 square feet. But in reality, the greens are about 10,000 square feet ish. Some are bigger, some are smaller, but it has this huge chipping area around and it gets firm and fast. So you play, you know, the golf course asks you to play and run the ball in. It doesn't ask you to play it through the air. So it really has that, you know, you really get the Scottish links style feel, but it looks like an Australian links would be the way I would call it as far as like the visual.
Help me with that. Define the difference between Australian and Scottish links. Because I've played a course up here that's called Australian. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I have no idea what that means. Is that a lot of sand? Or is that, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of like it's Australian. Those courses are built on sand, you know, sandlands basically. Rustic is a very sand based kind of golf course. Actually, it has a lot of it's kind of built in a wash basically. Hence why it got flooded out in one of those crazy 50 year rains we've had back in 2005. So it drains really fast. It doesn't hold water a lot, and it tends to get very, very firm and firm and bouncy. And you get to play all kinds of crazy shots. I mean, you can be putting from 50 yards if you want to. You can hit, you know, low run and bump and run sometimes, or you can fly it in there, but you always got to play the bounce when it plays to its characteristics, which is fun. So you don't just need to go fly, you know, fire a shot in there, stop it and spin it. You got to go, even with a wedge, it's going to bounce once, then maybe stop. And so you really got to know your angles. And a lot of the greens, you know, the way they're pitched, depending on the hole location, I mean, either the ball is going to feed, so you're going to get some really easy birdie opportunities, but you can get a lot of them where if like the number 12th short par four is just devilish, it's got just kind of, it almost like sits like a Donald Ross green. And boy, if that pins in certain spots, I mean, you fire at it, if you're just a foot off, boom, bounces off the green. I mean, you got a chip. So you can drive it down there right next to the green, and then you have like a 50 yard shot and you're like, this is really difficult. So it's fun. It's a fun golf course. Cause I mean, you just don't need to really get it airborne to play it very much. So you can be novice and play it, but it has so much challenge as far as like shot making value. And it's reasonably long from the back tees. It's about 7,000 at par 72. So, I mean, it's just a favorite of so many players. It's just a really well-designed golf course. They didn't move a lot of dirt to build it. Gil said he pretty much like just, it was already there. He just kind of like uncovered it and, wow. and just really fit it into the land. So they did very little earth moving. The other unique thing about Rustic is it was built in kind of the golf course boom when we thought that Tiger Woods was going to make golf the most popular thing in the world. And there, the owner, Craig Price, he built a golf course with a really smart, and he's still the owner, really smart model. I said, I'm going to make this about the golf, about the public golfer, about not having a lot of tournaments, and really make a place for people to come that is a high quality but very good value. And so, you know, for green fees that are very reasonable, you get a golf course that plays really nice. I mean, you always have really good greens. The tees are good. And the fairways are, I mean, the fairways are hit and miss depending on kind of what time of year it is. But overall, the condition of the golf course is really good. And you're not paying, you know, Orange County prices back in golf heyday, $200 a round. You're paying $60, $70, $80. I guess we're probably up and around 80 now with cart. But it's a great golf course. It's very walkable. You know, and that's what I'd recommend, playing it on foot. I think it's way more fun to play that golf course on foot than in a cart. And it's just it's just a blast. It's for old guys
like me who don't carry a bag. I'm a push cart kind
of
guy.
Trolley it all the way. Yeah. Push carts are great.
Good. So if you're looking at your GPS and it gives you a distance, the front, middle and back, if the flag's in the middle or even in the back, try to land it in the front. Is that what you're trying to tell?
Exactly. Especially on the shots that are going down canyon, you'll really get that first hop. Again, right now in summertime, it softens up a little bit because it needs more water. So it doesn't quite play to its true characteristics. But when the temperature drops and it freezes in that canyon sometimes and the grass isn't growing so fast and then the Santa Ana's come through and dry it out a little bit. Yeah, you're literally sometimes landing 20 yards short and having to running it and really guessing the bounce. So there's number one, two, three, let's keep going, six, and then coming back down the canyon at the end, 14, 16, 17, 18, all of them run away from you coming in. So not dramatically away from you, but enough that you really have to pay attention to how far you fly it and really kind of plan your bounce. So
fun.
Yeah, totally fun. Absolutely, just a thrill to play. That's why it's such a favorite, because it's just unlike anything you play on a regular basis, especially in the LA area. Nothing compares to it as far as the way that it plays.
Very cool. We're talking to Dan Martin of Rustic Canyon Golf Course, but also swingthepro.com. And we're going to find out more about that right after we come back from this message.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
So, Dan, I got to imagine that there's people who are putting from really far off the green.
Oh, for sure.
You're describing this.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you can chip it, but you can putt it. I mean, you just have so many options. It's just one of the fun things. You know, people think you get on that golf course and it just looks not that hard. And then as you play it more, it's fun. When I host like junior tournaments, the scoring average on our golf course, for what I think is maybe because I'm used to it, isn't that difficult. It's just phenomenal. It's when people don't have if you don't have like a high golf IQ and you haven't been playing golf for a while, you don't see how this golf course wants to be played. Once you see it and you get it, like you build a relationship with it, it's very playable. You know, it gives up birdies and eagles, and you know, you can definitely score on it unless the wind starts ripping, then that's just forget it. But yeah, watching people that are more novice and just used to like, oh, I'm just going to shoot it at the flag stick and stop it. Not so fast.
Listen to this guy laugh.
Not so
fast. No, you're not.
I lie. We host a fair amount of SCGA qualifiers. So you get a lot of good college players coming down here. And it just amazes me that as good as they are at ball striking and how short the golf course actually would play for them, how many of them cannot break par. It just amazes me. So it's just one of those golf courses where I think like a savvy, like mid handicapper that understands how to play it, you know, can shoot in the 70s without too much problem. So that's why it's a true gem of a golf course. It has so much diversity and variety into it. And then it's a good value too. And it's fun to play. And yeah, and it's in a nice area. The weather's good. I mean, so it's kind of a home run golf course from its inception all the way to the way it plays. And having one of the best golf course designers, getting him to build that before he was somebody, it's pretty nice too. But
is that what happened?
Yeah. Gil took that job well before he was as well known as he was. He was definitely starting to get into it, but he hadn't gone in and redone LA Country Club, and all that stuff came actually as a result of Rustic Canyon.
Interesting. I was looking at some of the photos online of the golf course, and it looked like, I don't know if it's hole number one or two. I was watching the flyover video, and it was hole one or two has this bunker trench that runs for decades.
That's number one. It starts at about 150 out and then it runs down. So we call it a waste area. So we have basically like, It's not a penalty area, so you can play your ball out of it. But yeah, it's got like a sand. It's kind of like a long sand bunker.
Ground your club in it.
You can. It doesn't play as a bunker. So we have blue stakes. Oh. We have large sandy areas that we've deemed as what we would call waste areas or kind of unmaintained natural areas, and then we have actual bunkers. So I mean, these days you don't find a rake anywhere. But normally you'd say, if you see the blue stake, you can do whatever you want. It's just part of the golf course. No blue stakes, then it's a bunker. And then you gotta go by the rules of bunkers.
But are they penalizing? Are they pretty hard to get?
They can be, yeah. Some of them are deep. I mean, sometimes you catch a bad lie in it. So yeah, if you hit in the, I don't know, the fairways are, the course is so generous. If you get in trouble, you took on risk. And so, I mean, Yeah, if you get in them, you better be pretty savvy. You better be a decent sand player. But the sand is more the natural kind of gravelly, what you would find in that wash there. So it's not you don't always get a really clean lie and a very predictable outcome like you do in a typical parkland golf course where all the bunkers have the same sand and you can predict what's going to happen. So yeah, there's a randomness to rustic that is just very charming. Even in every bunker is maybe a little different than the other one. Like they're all good, mm-hmm. but it's like they just don't quite have the same texture feel. It's just it's kind of golf course that was just like it. So it was kind of uncovered, and has so much naturalness to it. Not to mention the wildlife is pretty crazy. We got bobcats and rabbits and foxes and we got roadrunners. If you like roadrunners, we got roadrunners. You just see a lot. You see a lot of cool. We got rattlesnakes too. That's our bummer. But you see those quite a bit. But no
sharks, just rattlesnakes.
No sharks though.
But what about trees? It's like because when you talk about lynx, all of a sudden trees are not part of the conversation.
Very, very, very few trees on the golf course. And they're not really in. There's no trees that are really in play. So any tree you might have, there's some live oaks that are just part of the land that exist in the property. But the golf course is not about trees whatsoever. So it's basically got the unique penalty feature to it is that the wash is an environmentally protected area. So any penalty area you hit into is an ESA. So you must take the penalty drop. You can't go in and play it. And that whole wash runs through obviously the whole golf course and is incorporated into a lot of the holes. So it plays to the left or the right and whatnot.
So, I find that people, when they go to the driving range, whether they're warming up or they're just going there to practice, they work on the same shot over and over and over again.
True.
It's like, and it's not how I do it, but I've learned not to do that. Mm-hmm. So I have various shots that I try to practice. And I think about what did I have last round that I really didn't do well. Let me go ahead and work on the things that I don't do well. What are the kind of things that you need to know about this golf course? What are the shots you should be practicing and getting comfortable with?
Airing out your driver because you get a lot of opportunities to just wail on the driver. So
really?
Yeah. It's pretty, I mean, the first fairway, you don't feel like it's super wide, but it is. I mean, there's a lot of room on pretty much every tee shot except for the last two. You got to be a little more precise. So yeah. And get your fairway wood ready because you got five par fives. And there's no trouble for bombing your 3 wood up as close to the green as you possibly can get it. So I'd be working on, I definitely would be working on my long game. After that though, then it just becomes how many unique short game shots can you come up with? So I'd get your bump and run ready. I'd get your long putting ready. And that would probably suffice to that point in time. I mean, you're going to have some mid irons here and there and whatnot, but mostly the unique part of the golf course is you've got five par fives and you got two very short par four. Yeah. In fact, one's number three is full on drivable for many people. So you're going to be knocking it up close and then being faced with some sort of a mid-range pitch shot. So eight, anywhere from, if you're from 100 yards all the way into, 30, 40 yards. So you need to have some creativity on the way you're going to kind of throw those into the various situations you'll find. So some of the pins are going to really require you kind of try to carry it in there and stop it. But a lot of them, you can just, bounce it along the ground and run it up.
Interesting. Interesting. How many par threes? I mean, is it a par 72 course?
Par 72. So yeah, it's five par threes. A nice variety of par threes. A couple pretty long ones, a couple medium ones, and one really awesome short one. Got our own kind of postage stamp, hole number 8, which is the same at Troon actually. So it's number 8. It's the only shot where you really got to go. It's all air. So it's but it's a short shot. It plays at the max. It plays about 140. And it plays on the front tee. It plays like 90 yards. And it's got a devilish little left pin placement, and then it's got a nice bowl in the middle of the green. So it gives up holes in ones. Like our men's club last weekend, holes in ones, two of them, same group.
Wow.
One went in, then one guy hit, and then another guy hit, and that one went in. Two aces, no skins.
Wait, two swings, two aces?
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. And who paid for the drinks? The first one or the second one?
They, yeah, that's a good question.
That's really outrageous. So just a couple less par fours.
Yeah. So you don't get the big time par four experience. Honestly, when I think about the most memorable holes, three par fours actually come into mind. The front nine is much easier as far as like shorter. If you're going to be like most people that are good players tend to shoot under on the front without too much of a problem, but then the back comes around and you get some scoring opportunities, but Rustic Canyon like starts on 14. You get I'm just going to go from the back tees. You get a par four that's 490 ish. Got to carry a pretty, pretty long carry. So I don't recommend anybody except for a long hitter play back there. And the angle you have to take on it is going to leave you with, 200 yards in. So you got to get through that hole. Then you get this crazy little uphill par three that can ruin your day. Cause if you miss it long or left, it's over. It's double bogey, triple bogey. If you miss short, you can make a par. And then you go up on the 16, you have another long par four. It plays downhill, but for the first time you have out of bounds right and penalty area left, you actually have to hit a shot. So you've been just kind of like being able to kind of blow it around and not really worry about where your ball goes. And then as you come down to finish this course, you got to hit a great tee shot on a 480 yard par four. And it's downhill and it's elevated. So, it stays in the air forever. And then you get another medium par three. And then 18 is another demanding tee shot. It's about a 455 yard par four. So it keeps giving you these great opportunities. You can get it rolling. And then you got to play golf coming down the stretch when you're tired. And you really got to play some quality golf. I always tell people in a tournament, if you can play the last five at par, you'll pick up shots on the field. No problem. So you don't be a hero. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. Get it in the house.
We call that golf smarter.
That's right.
Exactly. Don't be a hero. Golf smarter. It doesn't sound like the kind of course that you're just going to play once and then go, well, that was an interesting experience. It's like you play it once and go, I need to play this golf course again.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I mean, the people that play it just play it over and over and over again. I mean, I've met one person that didn't like it, like out of, how many thousands of people that actually said, no, I don't like this golf course. I like Sataquoy Country Club better. And I said, well, Sataquoy is a good course, but I don't understand what you're talking about.
Cause they like parkland courses.
I guess so. It's a hard one, right? But I just don't know.
Thick rough, lots of trees.
Yep.
All right, listen, we're going to take another time out and we'll be back. Cause I there's so much more I need to talk to you about. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All in all, with the golf course, you are the director of instruction, but you have a very vibrant junior program there, I understand.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact,
kids, right?
Yeah. So my golf career has really always been built around junior golf, even from the days that I started in 1997 when I got my first job at a three par in Arcadia. I've always been a part of the junior golf I guess it's really unique. I don't come from like this really good player pedigree like a lot of teachers do. I was a decent high school player. I could shoot in the 70s. I didn't play college golf. I fell in love with the game after college again and started playing it and realized that, I'm actually pretty darn good at this game. And I took lessons really for the first time in my life, and watching a very good teacher working with one, and just kind of his name was Ted Eleftheriou. He actually works for the PGA now, in Florida, but working with him and seeing how kind of just how much fun teaching looked like. It was, I like helping people, and it just seemed like, wow, I really like golf. I like helping people. This is kind of where I need to get here. And, I expressed interest to him. Yeah, well, what do I need to do to become a golf professional? And he said, well, you need to, you should join the PGA. So you got to pass your playing ability test and all that good stuff. And literally like a week later, he like calls me back just out of the blue and say, yeah, I've got an opportunity for you at this three par. They're looking for somebody like you. So the help of the junior golf program and stuff like that. I said, I'm all in. So I went and interviewed, I got it. And, I started teaching. I got hired to teach, not knowing really how to teach. and got my feet wet and just have been doing it now for 23 years now of teaching golf. But I've always been interested in junior golf as my mainstay. I started with, you know, the first three par course I worked there for about 3 years. It became one of the first Nike Golf Learning Centers. It was an American Golf owned place. And so they started kind of a packaged player development type of program, which scared off the other head pro because he wanted to just do private lessons and didn't want anybody getting in his business because it was a very kind of a corporate thing. But for me, it was great because it taught me how to run a lesson business and what all that was involved. So I was pretty darn successful there. I built that up to a really, really vibrant kind of new golfer type program. We had a nice junior program, did a lot of junior camps, and then they moved me to Simi Hills and Simi Valley, much closer to where I am now. And I kind of fixed a program there. I went in there and set it all up and got it running the way it's supposed to run, built an even bigger junior program there, started getting into running junior golf tournaments, and really, really enjoyed the working with competitive players. I mean, it's something I did when I was young. I just think competitive golf is just a lot of fun. I think it's the essence of the game. You know, when you get out there and you're competing, it's when you really learn the most about yourself. And so being able to coach young people in that and develop, you know, creative programs to get kids from the early stages into competitive golf is kind of where I started there. And then built that program up. And then I really wanted at a certain point in time, I was like, you know, it's time for me to do this on my own and stop giving my revenue to a company. and I've got a big enough base. And I got the opportunity to hook up with Ventura County Junior Golf Association, who is a local tour. They didn't have an academy. I didn't have any kind of instruction that went with it. So I pitched to them, you know, building an instruction and, you know, an instruction module to teach kids how to kind of run them through a level system to get them where they could play on their tour. And they were all in, and they helped me get with Rustic Canyon, and that's where I've been ever since. So I've just had a lot of different types of programming and a lot of different organizations I've worked with, but I've always been rooted in junior golf, you know, especially since the day I set foot at Rustic Canyon. And always, you know, generally, not that I don't teach new players, but generally kids that are passionate about playing and want to be a college golfer, maybe an aspiring professional, whatnot. But it's been fun. You know, it's, you know, I don't know if you know who Sean Crocker is. He plays in the European Tour. I was his first coach. So I always think that's kind of fun to take, you know, this, I can go awesome. Look back and as a kid that's, I took him, you know, he went from golf to, I mean, from baseball to golf, and I'm the one that fixed his slice. And then he went on, you know, and with other coaches and whatnot, and became a phenomenal player. But it's been fun. I got to work a little bit with Brandon Hagee when he was a youngster. He plays in the PGA Tour now. And Matt Wolf used to do my junior camps, so, which is pretty cool.
We had a conversation about him on an episode a couple weeks ago, and maybe it was with Roger, and it was like the guy who was working with him goes, I've never heard the sound of a ball being hit the way Wolf does it. It's yeah, like when he hits the ball, it kind of explodes, and it's something like you've never heard before.
Yeah, yeah, his speed is incredible. I haven't really spent much time with Matt in his older day, but I mean, that was back when he was like 11 years old, and he was just honestly, he was not the best player around. He wasn't even close. So he developed. I remember. Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, he was a good athlete. He played soccer and baseball. And was definitely, you know, very coordinated, very, very like outgoing kid and really, really nice. I mean, really loved having him around, in the camps that he did, with us over the summer. I have something called competitive player camps that have been going on for now years. And they're just have a lot of kind of fun traditions that we do in them. So Matt was a part of those when he was really young.
Very cool.
But anyway, so that's kind of cool to have been around some of these kids that when they were young and you would not, you know, I wouldn't have picked Matt to become a PGA Tour player. But of course, when he got to be 15, 16 and really became a dominant junior player, you could see that this kid had like otherworldly talent and ability. Mm-hmm. But we give credit to George Gankus for, you know, not messing up his swing and making it better and honestly developing a little bit of a methodology around it.
Wow. Very cool. So I was watching a bunch of your videos. You seem to be, I hate to label anybody, but you're very technical in your instruction, even to the point where you've come out with your own product.
Yeah, that's funny you say I'm technical, because I totally don't think that I'm technical at all.
I felt uncomfortable saying it.
But. No, I mean, if I go back and like listen to my videos, it's really kind of a new thing to be much more interested in the physics of the swing and how mm-hmm. Orbiting objects interchange velocity. So that's, I guess that sounds very technical, but my
right
approach
there,
is
reaction. Repeat it. What? You did yeah. what?
You're yeah, orbiting exactly. Who? Yeah, so talking about exchanging angular momentum and stuff, that's kind of like a new passion for me. The product I have is actually not my product. It's something that I was introduced to from somebody else. So it was something that was brought out by a friend of mine named Cal Lum. He's the inventor of the product, but the original thing just didn't work out. So they made a bunch of units and whatnot. So he kind of came to me and said, somebody that's involved with kids needs to be involved with this product. And I've got something that's, I've got knowledge that people just don't really know or hear in golf enough that I think could unlock a lot of potential. So I was kind of skeptical, but so over the last 6 years, I've been kind of like an understudy to some degree and really learning the physics of a golf swing, not necessarily the math, but really just really understanding how our body works to exchange velocity and exchange angular momentum and creates, there's things in physics that just create so much speed and power that's very natural if you learn how to sink your body into it. And so the training device really is about teaching you how to swing and the essence of swinging. And so it's very old school. I mean, it's very Bobby Jones, honestly, much more than launch monitor pressure plates and stuff like that. But all of that is very relevant in the modern golf swing.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised because, I've been interviewing people for a long time now. And what you were talking about made a tremendous amount of sense to me. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that a lot of people I've ever heard talk about.
Yeah, it's unique. I mean, even in I've always coached the game. I've always been more like, I would say, like someone like Chris Mason, somebody I respect a lot. He's a good friend of mine. He's a phenomenal swing coach. He always called me like a performance coach, and I'd have to agree. I mean, my like roots in golf development have really been like Lynn Marriott, Pia Nilsson, Vision 54. Teach people how to be. Yeah, teach people how to how to play, how to understand themselves. So my passion kind of lies in that. The swing development part has really kind of been, again, this is more recent in my career to get more into, understanding swings and getting people to understand how their body actually works and how the golf club actually is supposed to, how you're supposed to relate to it. Because nobody really tells people, how does the golf club swing? What does it mean when it's swinging? Can you produce a swing? Can you describe a swing? Do you know what it feels like when you're actually swinging? Most people that play golf don't swing. They just have no concept. They have a concept of what a swing looks like, but they just don't understand what actually is happening. And I think when you can get that picture for somebody and give them a device that can help them unlock that, that can lead to just like tremendous. I mean, I guess it gets the roadblocks out of the way. It's like, okay, wait a second. Like if I have a very strong intuitive understanding, but also like a technical understanding of what actually is supposed to happen, and I can see it in motion, then I have a lot better chance of figuring out how to do this with my golf club. The product is really the problem with golf that's not delivered enough is that your relationship with the golf club, when you pick it up for the very first time, is that you have something that's rigid. And the weight on the end is so much more tremendous than anything you've ever done in sports. Like if you pick up a ball and throw it, the ball's in your hand. I mean, it doesn't have you're not aware of its mass so much. You put a golf club in your hand and then all of a sudden you got all that weight and that funny looking club. What's the first thing that happens? Well, my hands start trying to like direct it. As soon as you start directing the weight of the golf club, you're lost. You are in bad habit land because your body is going to learn how to make that work to get the ball to go somewhere. But you've really lost the sense of what swinging is going to be. So then you're going to take lessons. This is actually what keeps us golf coaches in business, is because everybody's guaranteed pretty much to get lost to some degree. And then if they're persistent and they practice and they get some good guidance, they can actually become really, really, really skilled at swinging. So that's where the passion of the pro is really, the product's called the pro, but the website swingthepro.com. But that's where the passion lies in, is teaching people how to swing. And it really is a hand trainer to some degree. So it's not easy to use. I mean, if you ever swung like a Medicus has similar feels to it. Is it won't stay in line if you start messing around with the weight of the club. You have to literally learn how to get your body in sync with it so it actually swings. And so the pro actually it's fun to swing because, I mean, even if you're not swinging it correct, you still are getting a lot of benefit from it because you can feel the pull of it and you can feel some of the sensations that are unique to swinging something around your body. But the object is to be able to get the grip, the rope, and the cylinder to stay in alignment throughout the entire swing. And that means that your hands swing in exact tandem with the weight of the golf club. And when that happens, the club becomes light and it becomes fast. And when a player can learn how to stop using their hands, one of my favorite local golf pros, Jamie Mulligan, down there at Virginia Country Club, that develops all those phenomenal players in his very unique system. He said something that I've always loved, and I use it for the pro. He says, you got to turn your hands, they're devils. You got to turn devils into angels. And that's a requirement for being good at golf. And I would say that, that's one of the prime goals of my training aid, is to teach you to turn your devils into angels. But while you're doing that, you actually learn a lot about how momentum is exchanged through the body and how force is delivered and how players create club head speed. It's 4/5 of its technique. The other part is like, hey, okay, how big and strong and how much pressure can I suck out of the ground to get it going fast? But if you don't understand how velocity exchanges throughout the body and especially between the arms and the club system, it's very difficult. And this is where the old school teachers were so much better than a lot of the new school teachers, that they taught you how to swing your hands and arms and let your body learn how to react to that. And that's very much my methodology. So I don't feel like I'm technical in the way that I teach the golf swing, but I feel like I have a strong technical knowledge on how the physics of the swing works and getting better every day at communicating that as simply as I possibly can, which is really what my YouTube channel is all about, is about trying to simplify the hopefully get people intrigued and understanding and obviously to move product, but to have something that's very useful that they could use forever and ever to help them find their swing feel. Because as you know, when you play golf, your swing feel is precious. It comes and it goes. And some days you go, God, I've got it. And then it's gone. And say, well, if you understand why it's gone, maybe you'll get it back faster. And if you have something that can model a swing and help you find it. So that's what the pro's about.
All right. Well, listen, I want to pursue this a little more because, well, first of all, you just gave us the name of the show, and that's Teach Your Hands to Be Angels from Devils. and you're going to get credit for that line. Sorry, but we're going to do that.
Jamie.
We're going to take another time out. We'll call Jamie and apologize, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Modern Mammals, a company that creates new hair washing products for men. Visit modernmammals.com and use code GOLFSMARTER for 10% off. I'm a guy. I get it. Once you find a product you like, especially hair care products, you think, that's it. I'm not changing. Why would I? This works fine. Really? Fine? When is fine good enough in your life, your work, your game? Unlike the shampoo you've been using forever, Modern Mammals products don't have harsh detergents that suds up and dry out your head and hair. And unlike conditioners, they don't leave your hair limp and frizzy. Instead, they lightly clean your hair and scalp, cleansing your hair while protecting its strength and texture. But let's get back to you. Have you ever really cared about what you put in your hair? Probably not. But that's why you need to visit modernmammals.com and read the reviews that prove how well it works. And while you're there, use code GOLFSMARTER at checkout for 10% off. Again, that's modernmammals.com for 10% off with the promo code GOLFSMARTER. That way, they knew we sent you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
One of the things that you do in your videos that intrigues me about the swing pro, the pro.
The swing pro. People call it swing pro. Yeah, it's called the pro. Pro stands for the precise. Pro. Yeah, it stands for precise rotational orbit, if you want to get right down to it.
Of course it does. We'll call it the pro. So the thing that intrigues me that you visually illustrate beautifully on many of your videos is the concept of a swing at a playground. Mm-hmm. Take me through that.
Without trying to get too complicated for your listeners here is that everybody's been in a playground
swing. Oh, no, they
love swing.
To get deep into the weeds. They love
okay,
that
Okay, all right. I'm still going to keep it high level.
Just go.
I don't want to get
we'll
that deep in the weeds.
Watch the videos. Okay, we'll send them the videos, but give them an overview so you can get a sense of it.
Yeah, so everybody's been in a playground swing. So we intuitively understand that if you get in a playground swing, it won't swing without tension. And a lot of people want to get away from the word tension in golf, but nothing swings without tension. So the state of every particle being stretched in alignment allows it to swing and to exchange and pick up energy from something else that's swinging. So to keep it simple, you have kind of two playground swings that interwork with each other in a golf swing, driven by a rotary body. So my arms form one playground swing. So if they don't have a certain level of stretch to them, and then my club is the other playground swing, which is attached at my wrists. So my hands are a piece of my golf club. They are not separate from my golf club. I have to learn how to feel them be under a state of stretch like a playground swing so they can actually, my arms can transmit velocity ultimate to the club. So that would be kind of like the easiest way to like conceptualize the way a golf swing works. So you fundamentally, when you change directions in your golf swing, you have to use your body to swing your arms. So most people don't swing their arms. Most people, when they say they're all arms, actually aren't arms enough, but you got to use your body's rotation to get your arms to swing. As your arms accelerate, then because they're accelerating in a circular pattern, the club actually will stretch backwards, and we call that lag, but lag is useless if it doesn't have tension. And so that tension that gets distributed to the club, as my arms slow down, as they approach the ball, that allows the momentum from the arms to actually amplify, and it transfers, or the velocity, I should say, that it transfers to the golf club. So the sequencing of a golf swing goes from the hips to the thorax to the arms to the club, and each one exchanges velocity through tension. And so understanding that tension being stretched is a good thing. What people call bad tension is really what we call contraction. When certain muscles tighten up and like try to add force and try to do extra things or do them at a point in time where the swing, where it's a waste of energy. That's what we kind of call muscling. So, so the pro allows you to discover tension. It doesn't swing unless it's stretched. So if it's bending, that tells you that you're interfering with the actual swing of the club. But your arms are very similar too. So you get some insight into even how your ligaments and the feeling of your arms and your your shoulder joints to your elbows to your wrists actually have a state of being stretched, or they won't pick up the velocity of the body. And that's something that I don't see anybody teach it. So, and it's hard to describe. I think that's maybe the challenge that we all have in golf is like, this is like you can see a good golf swing, but you couldn't describe somebody what the heck's going on. So getting the right, cues,
well,
yeah, getting
and
the right
you,
cues.
You see guys on the tour, you know, Ernie Els is a classic example, guys who just have no, it doesn't look like there's, it's just so easy. It's so smooth and simple.
Yep.
And when watching your videos, it's like, oh,
right.
It kind of all came together for me on that. And I just thought it was absolutely fascinating. And, you know, we can go on, get deeper and deeper into this, but I really do advise people to go to your YouTube channel, Dan Martin Golf. You can figure out how to spell it. And you'll learn a lot from it because you're going to want to know more about the pro, this product. Because swingthepro.com, your website, we talked about this, and you're going to offer Golf Smarter listeners a discount on this thing.
Absolutely. A 20% discount on the product.
That's awesome. Thank you. And also you're incredibly generous only because I twisted your arm, but we're going to give one away soon too.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Awesome.
Oh, that would be great. Again, it's the YouTube channel, Dan Martin Golf, website, swingthepro.com, director of instruction at Rustic Canyon Golf Course in Moorpark, California, which is just northwest of LA. Dan, it was really a tremendous amount of fun learning about you and watching your stuff, but then getting to talk to you. I really appreciate your time. This has been great.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. It's been awesome.
And as we just said, our next giveaway is going to be the Pro Training Aid, courtesy of danmartingolf.com and or swingthepro.com, whatever you remember. Go to his site and check out the video. And once you see it, the concept will make a tremendous amount of sense. But if you just can't wait, then pick one up for yourself with a 20% discount when you mention Golf Smarter at checkout. And don't forget his YouTube channel, Dan Martin Golf, where he incorporates the pro into a lot of his teachings. And this is the last week for you to register for our current giveaway, a custom fit and custom made Edison wedge, courtesy of Terry the Wedge Guy Kaler and EdisonWedges.com. Deadline to enter is midnight Pacific time, 3 a.m. Eastern, Sunday, August 9th, 2020. And then I'll announce your name as the winner on our next episode, number 753. To enter, go to golfsmarter.com and click on the Enter Now banner at the top of the homepage. This week on Golf Smarter Mulligans, number 68, we talk to another very, very popular online golf instructor. As a matter of fact, I've received multiple emails asking to have this guy on. He was on years ago. Sean Clement, in an episode we call Swing Smarter, Better, and More Powerfully. Here's part of the conversation.
How come I can't repeat my practice swing, Sean? My buddies tell me I got this gorgeous practice swing, and then I get to the ball and I can't do it. I said, okay, when you're taking your practice swing, what's your focus? Well, I'm just swinging the club. I said, okay, if you're getting ready to hit a golf ball at a dress, guaranteed that ball's going to be further away than it should be because you're getting ready for the golf ball to become the target.
So people stand too far away from the ball.
Correct. Remember the feel of that swing now? Do you remember what it felt like when you whipped the club and you let the sole of the club skip off the turf and we're skipping toward that red flag over there? Okay, let's see you do that again. So you can have your eyes on the ball, but then make sure the focus is on whipping that club across that turf towards a target. That target is an intricate part of that golf swing. So now we got a repeatable swing and a repeatable focus. It's the focus that's very important to repeat. Now the ball is truly in the way of your golf swing.
That's episode 68 featuring instructor Sean Clement coming out this Friday. Both Golf Smarter and Golf Smarter Mulligans are free and available wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Hear new episodes of Golf Smarter each Tuesday and Golf Smarter Mulligans every Friday. And I want to remind you again that if you'd like a free copy of Tony Manzoni's The Lost Fundamental, which is only available from Golf Smarter, I got a simple offer. Just submit an honest review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get Golf Smarter that is how you feel about the show. It really helps. Word of mouth is big, and you are a Golf Smarter ambassador. I know you are. You've been telling people you listen. But getting reviews helps other listeners find us that you haven't met yet. So to report your podcast reviews to me so that I can send you the Tony Manzoni video, please use @GolfSmarter on social media. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this show, just click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.